Good morning. A round of showers passed through interior New York and New England before sunrise, and that is generating a little bit more of a muggy start to the day across the region. We also have partly sunny skies, and temperatures are generally in the 60s early this morning, and will start to climb with the sun getting higher in the sky into the 70s. A large storm system in the mid-levels of the atmosphere continues to rotate through southeastern Canada, and spokes of energy embedded within this trough will pass by once again today. The result will be a mix of sun and clouds across interior New York and New England, and with temperatures climbing into the middle 80s on average, we'll see a few more pop-up showers and thunderstorms scattered about the region mid to late afternoon. Some of these showers and storms will last into the early evening hours before we dry out overnight tonight. Skies will remain partly to mostly cloudy, and low temperatures will drop back into the lower 60s. More of the same on Friday, but a smaller chance at one or two of those showers. Most of the time will be dry on Friday with high pressure building in and a mix of sun and clouds, highs back into the mid-80s. Right now, Saturday looks to be easily the better of the two weekend days. With high pressure in control, we'll have mostly sunny skies and highs in the middle to upper 80s. By Sunday, a new trough will dig into the Midwest and Great Lakes, and a stronger area of energy will head our way from the Ohio and Tennessee valleys. Any morning sunshine will quickly give way to clouds, and there's a good chance of showers and thunderstorms by mid to late afternoon. Highs on Sunday with the extensive cloud cover will be in the lower 80s. That energy will pass by on Sunday night, then weaker disturbances will move through for the early part of next week, and scattered showers and storms are in the forecast Monday through Wednesday with highs in the lower to mid 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, heavy showers and storms will be impacting portions of the Central Plains and mid-Mississippi Valley today as multiple waves of low pressure advance east along a front draped across the region. Some areas of flash flooding will be possible, and there'll also be at least localized threat of severe weather. The widespread cloud cover and threat of rain will generally foster below normal temperatures through the remainder of the week across especially areas of the Central Plains, mid-Mississippi Valley, and lower Ohio Valley, where daytime highs may be as much as 10 to 15 degrees below normal. And newly formed tropical storm Isaias is currently south of Puerto Rico and moving to the northwest. The storm is expected to impact Puerto Rico and Hispaniola today, before then advancing close to the Bahamas tomorrow. By the weekend, the storm may begin to approach South Florida. Heavy showers and thunderstorms along with strong gusty winds are expected in association with the tropical storm. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 50 degrees with a west wind at 33 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 55 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 65 degrees, the dew point 65, 100% relative humidity, a southeast wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.87 inches and steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny, a shower or thunderstorm, lower 90s. Boston partly sunny, a scattered shower or thunderstorm near 90. And in Buffalo, partly sunny, a scattered shower or thunderstorm and highs in the upper 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 86 degrees, the low 57. The average temperature 72, that's right on normal for this time of year. 1/100th of an inch of rain yesterday for the month, 3.52 inches, which is 0.34 of an inch below normal. And 17.79 inches for the year, which is 4.64 inches of rain below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low 62. The record high 100 set in 1933, and the record low 44 in 1968. Sunrise this morning was at 5:45 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:17 p.m., 14 hours and 32 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont. also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with scattered shower or thunderstorm possible and highs in the lower 80s. A scattered shower or storm tonight in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, a scattered shower or storm today with highs around 90. A scattered shower or storm tonight in the mid to upper 60s. For the northern Catskill and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today, a scattered shower or thunderstorm, and highs in the lower 80s. A scattered shower or storm tonight in the upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today, a scattered shower or thunderstorm, and highs in the mid-80s. A scattered shower or storm tonight in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today, just an isolated shower or storm, and highs in the mid-80s. A scattered shower or storm tonight in the lower to mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, pleasant, the outside risk of a passing shower, mid-80s, mostly sunny, mid to upper 80s on Saturday. Increasing clouds, showers, and thunderstorms likely on Sunday afternoon and evening, lower 80s. Partly sunny Monday, a scattered shower or storm, mid-80s. And scattered showers and storms more likely Tuesday and Wednesday, with highs in the lower to mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.